psukim that's found at the bottom of the page. Biyato HaKren Yilecho Etzaren Oficho Ve'ezbon Avito. Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu to bring Aaron close. Mitoch B'nei Yisrael Echad Novi. This usually doesn't come out too well. Let's read a few more psukim. The obligation to go ahead and make big day kodesh. Thank you. The atzot is abe al kol chach neilev Hashem mileisiv ruach chokma. The yatzu et big day aron the katsho lechan oli. The Torah in Pasuk Bey tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu is instructed, is directed to go ahead and put together big day kodesh. And the Pasuk Gimel, again, the function of the big day aron are the katsho lechan oli. And then we have a list of the gadim. Neilav v'gadim v'sheyatzu, choshev v'eifu v'meil, v'chsam v'tashbeik v'snevis v'amnei, v'asubi d'kodesh y'arav v'chichu l'vonav, l'cha'anomi, v'hem yichu esazo, v'tachelet v'esagomon, v'torat ha'shoni v'esashesh. There are two words that should strike you, should really arouse your pique, and should strike you immediately when you see these psukim in terms of what the function of the garments are. And those two words are v'chavlus v'varas. Pasuk Beis. The intended purpose, the telos of the begadim that are designed for Aaron are lechavod ulsifaris. That is one function. But then, when one looks at the next psukim, Gimel and Dalet, one seems to see a second function. And what is that function? Lekatcha lechanuli. The functions of the begadim are to sanctify, and apparently they're involved in the kahuna, in the avoda, that Aaron HaKohen performs. As a matter of fact, if you look at the Targum, which I hope appears here, yes it does, the Targum translates in the Pasuk Beis the following. B'savi l'vushi kutsha l'aron ochich l'yikar l'tush b'cha.
I have a chassan up north near Haifa. I'm sorry.
The first function is l'yikar l'tush b'cha. How does the Targum translate the second set of psukim? That's in Pasuk Beis. And in Gimel and Dalet, the Katsu Lechad Noli says the Targum the Kadoshusei L'Shamosha Kadomai. And also, at the end of Pasuk Dalet, L'Shamosha Kadomai. So here we see two clear functions, two distinct functions of the Begadim. One is the Chavdol Sifaret, and the second function of the Begadim are, as the Targum translates, L'Shamesh. To serve Hashem Yisbarach is part of the Avoda. These are two independent, separate functions. Let's take a look at the Rabban. One of the most famous Rabban is the Chumash. Rabban writes, we'll read Perek Chavches, Pesuk in Beis Tudal, the Chavah Lusifar. So I'm reading that Rabban now, but you haven't done it yet. Says the Rabban, Sheyia Nichbad u'mefo'ar b'mamush nichbadim u'mefo'ar. The Kohen should be adorned with garments that are of princely attire. K'mo she'amar ha'kotzav, he quotes the Pasuk Yeshayo, k'chasan yichahin pe'er. As a chasan, as a bridegroom, ki ela begodim levushim malchus. The Rabban claims that these begodim are bigdei malchus. The begodim of the Kohen Gadol. The begodim of Aaron and his children are begodim that reflect a certain kind of royalty. Ki demusam yilbushra malachim bizman ha'teira. That they were garments that were worn by kings during the days of the Torah, k'mo shematzina b'ktzeinus, v'afal ktzeinus pasim. We know that the Torah speaks of the ktzeinus pasim that was given to Yosef by his father. Sheperusho merukemet kidmus pasim. V'iksonit tashmeis k'mo sheperashto. V'ilbisho kibben malchi kedem. The way the Kohen was dressed, like kings of yore, kings of old. V'chein aderech v'me'il ktzeinus, the other garments as well. The me'il, the ktzeinus. The custom of the Alei Aksonis Patsim, Ki Kento Bash Nebrei Tzamelach Apsulos Me'ilem and Patsim and Shmuel, Uperish Ki Alei Aksonis Patsim, Nireis, Benigleis, Ki Amino Bilbosh Benei Tzamelach Apsulos Me'ilem, She Tisalek Novahem, Benintra She Aksonis Patsim Alei Abal Bushelio. Lachin Amar Uksonis Apatsim Asher Aleha Karah. Ramban now is going to go through the different begadim and going to show us that all these begadim are related to what? To Malchus. In some form or fashion. They all reflect royalty. They reflect a royal kind of visage, a royal kind of presence. Ramban goes further, Bamitznefes, that's the cap, the hat. Yidua gamayom limlachim lasor magdolim, lachin amar akasu binifal amalchus, haseh amitznefes, or hayim ha'atara, that person should be familiar to you. It's quoted in which Masechta? In Gittin, in the first parak. In which sugya? I'm sorry? Haseh amitznefes, or hayim ha'atara. Correct. The Gemara Daf Zayin, that relates to what issue? Correct, Ataras by Chasanis. The Gemara quotes this pasuk. But the Ramban is using all these psukim, b'chein tzib u'tznif melucha. He's showing you that all these garments, each garment in Tanakh is associated with what? With big demalas. V'kach yikre makos t'pari amigvot, u'tzib pari pishtim yu'al rosham, shem pe'er v'shemach emaktirim b'hem. Those who wear them, it's a sign of a kind of diadem of glory. What about the ephod and the choshen? The breastplate and the ephod. Lebush malchus, kini shakosuk, v'amenicha didahava al tabrach. V'atitz. What about the tits? The plate, one on the Kohen Gadol's Betzach. Nezer ha-melochim, it's also the crown and kings. Uksiv, yotit nizo, but getilet. V'im zov, yagom u'tches, uksiv, it says in the pasuk, kol tvura bat melech nima, mimish mitzoy zov lebusha. That's a famous pasuk. Sorry?
Also from
the second. Yeah. Correct, correct, very good. Excellent. Uksiva Givana Tilba Sham Nicho Didava Al Sabrach Matrinus Gamayom Lorish Yodo, Lilbush Kutzi Melachagoy, the Sid, Mordechayotum Melach is in the Megillah, Lilbush Malchus Kedus Bahur, Ateras of Yudela, Vesachu Tiagoman, the Atachu Kwamil Shay Yodibo. So Rabban has now shown that all these garments, in some form of fashion, are related to Melachim and Malchus, royalty and royal personages that wear these garments. Then the Ramban goes into Kabbalah that I'm not going to discuss, but you can see he writes as well Al Derech HaEmes, and that goes to the next side of the page. So it's very clear that the function of the Bigdei Kehuna is to create, to engender a sense of peher, the hadar, a royal kind of ethos into the Beit HaMikdash. So really, their essence, according to the Ramban, is Bigdei Melucha. The Begadim worn by Melachim. As a matter of fact, even the Pasuk that the Ramban refers to also is Merameis to this double function of the begadim, as I mentioned at the very beginning of the shiur, namely we refer to the double function. What is the double function? One is the chavadol sifaret, and the other is the katshul lechanoli. The Torah actually clearly delineates two different functions. So the psukim themselves also indicate this. I think borrow a chumash over there.
Thank you very much.
So you take a look, if you have a chumash in front of you, I didn't think I would need it, but maybe I'll refer to it. Beginning of the parsha, the Torah says, in Perek Chavches, Pasuk Mem, V'levnei Aaron tasei chutanos, not actually the beginning of the parsha, it's sort of in the middle of the parsha. Livnei Aaron tasech utanos yasito lehem abneitim. You should make belts for them. Umigbol tasech lehem lechavadu sifaras. And then it continues. Vilvashta osam es Aaron achicha vezbono vito. Umashachta osam umilekso as yadom vikidashta osam vichihanu li. So what do you see from these two psukim? That both functions are mentioned with reference to the abneit. On the one hand, lechavadu sifaras, again, as we saw over here. Number two, Pasuk Memalv indicates vikidashta osam v'chihanu li. The Arachayim HaKadosh, in this parsha, if you remember the Arachayim, one of the most beautiful of all the Mefarshim al HaTorah, he brings a brayso in Masechet Zvachim, writes in Daf Ches, where the Gemara says over there that it's a begadim on mitushtashim or mikurayim, if they are faded, worn, or torn, so they are chayim close to the Gemara. The Gemara says that the kind of the avodah, with such begadim, the avodah is possible. The avodah is considered to be disqualified. It's not legitimate to work in such a fashion with such clothing. And the Gemara explains over there as well, there are other requirements that the begadim have to be new, and the begadim also have to be woven in a certain kind of way. And the Arachayim HaKadosh says, where is all this derived from? Two words. Which word? L'chavad Osefaris. That's the source of all these rites, of all these halachas. That you can't work, the Kohen cannot work in begadim, mitushtashim, or mikura'im. Torn, or worn, faded kind of clothing. And the halacha is that, in the Eved, not only is the avodah possible kafila, but the avodah is even possible with the Eved. And the reason Rashi explains over there in Zvachim, Tafiches, Rashi says the Tav is because even if they are, shall we say, not of the highest nature, Rashi says it's not a beggar haroi of avodah. Why not? Says Rashi, Debeinon, what do we need? L'chavar l'sefar. So Rashi also cites the same pasuk mentioned by the Arachayim HaKadosh. And the Taitz in Yuma, the Taitz in Yuma that he bays, also speaks in a similar kind of vein, and he points out that this is also the same yesod, namely l'chavar l'sefar. That seems to be the yesod of all big dekahuna. All the halachas today, the big dekahuna have to fit and have to meet the needs of this idea of the Chavod Ulsefaris. The Arachayim HaKadosh, in the same piece, he points out that this halacha, that the begadim have to be covered with Sefaris, and they are ma'akeh even to the Eved, only refers to whom? To Aaron and his children. However, you know that Moshe Rabbeinu, Chazal say, Moshe Rabbeinu, during the Shiva Sfiyah Miluim, who is the Kohen Gadol? Moshe Rabbeinu is the Kohen Gadol. The Gemara says in Tainis, and elsewhere, the Gemara in Zvachim, that Moshe Rabbeinu was the Kohen Gadol, and how did he work? He worked in a cholot lavan, like a white kittel, Moshe Rabbeinu wore. In other words, Moshe Rabbeinu basically, obviously, during the Shiva Shmei Amigulim, that was a preparatory stage, and therefore, this halacha did not apply to him. So there are two aspects of the begadim. One is the Chavon HaSefaris, Bigdei Malchus, as the Ramban writes, and as I mentioned, the Archaim, and Rashi, Teis in Zvachim, Teis in Yuma, that the halacha is the begadim of Ma'akev in the Eved. If it's not the Chavod HaSefaris, the avodah the Kohen does is an avodah which is possible. But the second aspect that I mentioned, which is in this pasuk, Gimel and Dalet, Lekatsho Lechanovi, it's found twice. In pasuk Gimel and in pasuk Dalet, what does that mean exactly? It means that the Gavra, the Kohen, is becoming the Kudosh and is Mukhsha to do the avodah. And you ask the Rambam in Klei HaMikdash per Ches Halacha Dalet. The Rambam there, I'll read it to you. I didn't direct it to you, I'm sorry. I direct it to myself. The Rambam says, Big de kahuna, mitzvotan shiu chadoshim, noyin umishul sholim. Kederach big de adolim. They have to be new, they have to be pleasing, they have to be flowing, long flowing kind of robes, as the begotten one by gedolim, by aristocrats. Shenema, l'chavadu sifaris, says the Rambam. Hoyim mitushtoshim amukurayim. If they were torn and faded, the avad avodas of sulam. Now the fact is that the avod, as we just saw, is considered to be possible. The Rambam continues over there. This is the Perachet al Chadalim. The Perachet al Chadalim. The Rambam writes, Mitzvah say lasos begodim elu v'liyat hakoyin eidibahem. The mitzvah is to make these begodim, the positive commandment, and the kohen works in them. Shenema v'sisu b'gdei kodesh al achicha the chavod of sifaret. Then the Rambam adds the famous Gemara. When the Kohen is wearing the begadim, is all of a shot, the Gemara says this. When the Kohen is wearing the begadim, then he's considered to be the Kohen. Bizman shebigdayim aleihem, kunasim aleihem. Ain bigdayim aleihem, if he's not wearing the begadim, ain kunasim aleihem. Then obviously something is lacking as far as the avodah is concerned. And I also zirak the Rambam sefer mitzvus, mitzvah lamed gimel. The Rambam there says the following: Hushin istavu akonim lilbosh miyuchadim lichzod l'tiforis. Vos yavdu v'migdash. V'hu amara, that's what the pasuk says, v'asifu bigdei kodesh yaron achicha, v'yazvon otakvi v'ilbashtem kutanos, says, what does it mean? It means, Bizman should be day malayim kunasim alayim. Ain big day malayim ain kunasim alayim. I'm going to read it with further in the Rambam. Ukvabeo v'sifra, shilavishas begadim elo mitzatzei. Not only is the making of the begadim, the constructing, not constructing, the design of the begadim is a positive mitzvah, but even the wearing of the begadim is a mitzatzei. Bu amoran, that's what it says. Minayin shein aron lovish begadim elo mitzvotso, elakim omakayim zeras amela. He does it because that's what Hashem Yisbarach commanded Shenema by Yask Hashem Tzivu Hashem Yis Moshe. Kloma, begodim eil, these garments, Yask Hashem Yisbarach Sayofi, even though they are beautiful, Shem Yizor, Vishoam, Vyoshve, Vizolosim, and Amon, and Yopos, lo yechavim lehem ayofi. He's not wearing them because he wants to, shall we say, lahavim, he's involved in a beauty contest. He wants to show off, he wants to demonstrate how attractive he is. No, says the Rambam. Because he wants to fulfill the Tzivu Hashem given to Moshe Rabbeinu to wear these kinds of begodim in the Beit HaMikdash. I'll read this one more comment of the Sefer HaChinuch in Mitzvot Tzaditzes. I just read the Rambam of Sefer HaMitzvot, and now I'm reading the Chinuch Mitzvot Tzaditzes. Bishar Sheh HaMitzvah HaYisod HaKavua Lanu Ki Ha'odam Nifra L'Fifu L'Osa. This is probably the most famous the entire Sefer HaChinuch, he writes it again and again. Namely, what do we call this in psychology? A person does something again and again and again. Hopefully it's effective. What term is used in psychology to describe that? Behavioral therapy. You're familiar with the Rambam, I often quote this Rambam. You remember the Rambam I've referred to a number of times? The Rambam says that a person has a doll to give tzedakah. What is it better to do? To give $1 to one honey, or to divide the tzedakah into 100 pennies, and do the act of tzedakah 100 times. The Rambam is a mission for the others. Mission says, Hakom to Firov HaMaaseh. And the Rambam is the Dayak, the Firov HaMaaseh, that better to go ahead and give 100 pennies to 100 aniyim. Why? Because the function of tzedakah is not only to benefit the aniyim, but also the Rambam says, what else is the function of tzedakah? To convert and transform you into someone who will have a sensitivity for other people's sensibilities. To transform you into a Baal Chesed, to transform you into a person who is a no-say, a philanthropist, a donor. So how does that happen? It happens by doing something repeatedly. And this is the Chinuch's famous word that he writes again and again and again. Acharei ha-pahulos nimshachim ha-lavavos. How do you change a person? Namely through pahulos, by doing something again and again. That's what behavioral therapy is all about. So that's what he writes over here as well. Mitzvah Tariq Tetz. Mishar Hashem HaMitzvah, Ki Adam Nifal Lofi Pulosa, V'Chavei Machshemotu V'Kamanosa. Once you do something again and again, it will affect your what? Your thinking, your mindset, your hashkafa, your ideology. V'Hashliach HaMechaper, Tzorech L'Hatzis Kol Machshavto V'Kamanosa L'Avoda. The Shliach is serving as the means whereby one can achieve kapara, namely the Kohen. So he has to obviously be focused on that. Al Kain Royal is lovely. Slavish begodim yichodim eil. That's why you have to wear special garments. She yistaka b'cholodim shebegufo. And then he looks himself up and down, so to speak. Says the chinuch yisgar miyad who misor b'vivos. Namely, over he realizes he's standing for Hashem Yisbarach. He's doing the avoda and he's doing the avoda in order that other people should be able to achieve kapara. V'chol zeh rai l'mashamati l'mayda l'mes l'vad sheish b'inyan kavod abrius l'avoda. Beside the fact that obviously a person by wearing such resplendent garments is belubash, bemalvash, beyuchad, yuchad avoda, but even over and above that, he is in effect adding this concept that the main function of the begodim is the connection to the avoda, that the country realizes is doing the avoda. This avoda is very significant in terms of what? In terms of effecting and achieving kapara for the people who come and using his services, so to speak. But don't think that there is no element of covered up rios in the resplendent garments anywhere. That also exists. Now, what is the Chinuch saying? The same Tzvedinim we mentioned in the Pasuk, and the same Tzvedinim we saw in the Rambam, and Rashi, Tzaitis, in Yuma, and Rashi, in Zvachim, the Chinuch also says, no, there are Tzvedinim associated with the Big Likuna. What are the Tzvedinim? Number one, Yofi, resplendent garments, what the Rambam called Big Day Malchus, and secondly, that the Kohen should be cognizant of the fact that he's doing the Avodah and bringing about Kapara for Kali Silk comes to the Beit HaMikdash. through the Gadim. Bidayim Aleihem, Kunasim Aleihem. Ein Bidayim Aleihem, Ein Kunasim Aleihem. We have two aspects, a dual aspect of what of the Gadim that are worn by the Kohen Gadol. You hear the two aspects? You hear what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Aspect number one is the Chavon of Sifaret, the sense of Yofi, beauty. Gam is resplendent. Rabban calls big in Moses. Rabban shows more of Sukhmi Tanakh, how each beggar is associated with Moses. But there's a second aspect the prophet says, and that is an aspect associated with the Avodah, the Beit HaMikdash, the Kacho, the Chavonly. And that I'm showing you in the Chinuch, in the Rambam, in Sefer Mitzvot, in the Rambam Mishnah Torah, in the Tzukim, in Pashto Tzaveh, you see the two aspects I'm referring to? One of the questions that the Farshim asked, you probably have to live with this question if you learn the Pasha carefully, why did the Torah decide to place the beginning of Pasha Tzaveh? The Torah discusses the Tziwi of Habakkuk Teres. The Atos Tzaveh of Leis Tzav Yitzhak Rav Hashem Zayi Zoch Kassus Amor Vahavos Ner Tzavim. What is that doing there? We know that there are two Pashas of Chumash that deal with the Mishkan. One is Truma. What does Truma talk about? What aspect of the Mishkan? The Kulei Mishkan. All the Kelim that were constructed for the use of the Mishkan, correct? The Aron, the Shulchan, the Menorah. And what does the Tzavah talk about? The Big Tikkunah. And truthfully, as they would say, Yiddish, betwixt and between, the Torah decides to place what? A discussion about the Shem and Zayus, the Avachas of Menorah. What's it doing there? Why is the term mapsing between the Kulei Mishkan and Big Tikkunah with the Tzivri of Shem and Amor, Habakkuk Aneros? So I once heard from my Rebbe, Nissan Alpes, in the time of the Bracha, he suggested the following terms. Chazal say the Mishkan and all of its appurtenances very much parallel Briya Shemayim Lord. There are many rites from the Bracha, this needs a separate shiur, to show you all the analogies between the Hakavat HaMishkan and Briya Shemayim Arif. Just give you one simple analogy. The Torah uses a language which is founded by Briya Sa'olam. Remember the language? By the Kula Shemayim Arif, the whole Tzvah. A similar language is found in the Rebbe HaMishkan. By Echal Meshet Oyel Mayim, by Echal. That's not the only analogy. There are many, many analogies. Literally a host of analogies. Again, as I said, say a whole shiur, that's from this topic. But I'm not going to, because that's not anxious right now. So there is clearly, there are many parallels between Mishkan and Briya Shemayim Aretz. Obviously, when the world was created, the Briya consists of Shemayim Aretz. What does Shemayim Aretz refer to? Shemayim refers to, shall we say, Malachim, Galgalim, heavenly spheres, constellations, what I call the Markivim Shmeniim, or if you will, spiritual forces. That is all embedded in Shemayim. Gracious Baruch Elohim, Et HaShemayim, the Et HaAretz. And then there's also Aretz. What do Aretz refer to? Aretz refers to Kochot HaTeva. Aretz refers to physical, not spiritual. Aretz is Aretz. What does Aretz mean? Gashmi thing, material things. So obviously, the world consists of both physical and material things. So too the Mishkan and my Rebbe, and these are the two Pashas. What does Pasha Truma represent? Is Pasha Truma the spiritual, or is it the physical? The answer is the physical, the Gufa Mishkan. These are the Kalim. These, if you will, represent the chassis of the car, correct? The chassis of the Mishkan. The body of the Mishkan consists of the crushing, and consists of the Kalim that are found in the Mishkan, and the Ariot, etc., etc. Those are the earthly, physical, material elements that are necessary for the Gufa Mishkan, for its body. Masha Enkin, the Pasha Tzaveh, that deals with Big Tikkunah, deals with, if you will, the neshama of the Mishkan, the spirit, the geist of the Mishkan. And these are two different facets. One is the material, and one is the spiritual. So the question is, what is the token of the neshama of the Mishkan? So here, as you know, the Gemara says in Erechim, the Gemara points out that the Big Tikkunah, what was their function? One of their functions was to do what? Lechaper. To atone for different types of averus. Namely, the Gemara indicates that each one is mechaper for a different midah ra. You're familiar with this. I assume you studied the Pasha a little bit. So that's what the Gemara says in Erechim. And we have all different types of averos, whether it's hirur alev, or gaiva, or gasa ruach, or azus netzach. Each one of the particular begodin is mechaper for something else. I don't know if I xerox the Gemara, I don't think I did, but the Gemara said that very clearly, and I assume you're familiar with this. All the Klei HaMishkan. All the Kelim and the Mishkan that are found in the last week's Parsha, the Parsha Truma. And in fact, those Kelim are the body of the Mishkan. They represent the chassis, what I call the chassis of the Mishkan. However, the Begadim, each of the Begadim, Cheshen, Eifel, Meil, Gemara says each one is a Chaper for a different Midah. And therefore, in effect, what the Torah is describing in the Tameh is more related to the spirit of the spiritual side, the ruchniyatika side of things, the neshama of the Mishkan, that's embedded in the one of the Godin, one by the Kohen. And basically what you have is a shilub between guf and neshama, a shilub, correct, between the body and the soul, and obviously that is the idea of Parshas Truma and Parshas Tetzaveh. And so my Rebbe suggested that's why the Torah begins in this week's Parsha with the Shema Zayizach and the Menorah, because it wants to bridge these two. And the bridge between these two is the Menorah, of course, that has a spiritual representation. Menorah represents Chazalse, Chochmah, the Chochmah Satorah. That's the element of the Shema that's now coming into play. So the Shema, the Mishkan, begins with the Hadakas Haneros. I saw actually the Malbim also talks about the double expression, the Chavalos Yivarek. The Malbim explains that Kavod relates to the neshama, and Tiferet relates to the guf. He brings a number of interesting rayas. The same is said by Rebbe, as Anisa Malchus Batal, but very similarly, so you have here the combination of guf and neshama. So basically, as we know, that a beged also, if you will, has probably two elements to it. There's the physical beged, the physical garment, which consists of thread that were woven together, that are designed. And then you also have another element of the beged, which of course is the inner element of the beged. A beged is also something that is a kind of kisui, not just of the guf, but a kisui of the neshama. I'll bring you a raya. One of the most famous tefillos that we say actually on Erev Yom Kippur, the tefillah Zaka, those who say vidui, all of us say vidui, Magadam suggests you say it, Chayodam. Anyway, so there we say the following in that tefillah Zaka, one of the most beautiful of all tefillos. It says, Hashem should command the Malachecha HaKadoshim HaMemunim HaLatar VaHapshin HaSavgodim HaTzolim Yaleinu. He should strip us, or if you will, from which begadim, we're wearing begadim that are full of excrement. What does it mean, excrement? Chatoyim, transgressions. Chet. Our begadim are, shall we say, foul. F-O-U-L. They are correct. Now what are we? Because of all the averes that we did. V'tareinu v'kol chatoyinu. V'halve shosanu sheinis b'levush ha-kdusha. What should Hashem put on us? A levush of kdusha. Moshe Kotzer, Asir, Abdonim, Atzor, V'yolah, V'fazim, V'tarach. V'yom ha'ilah, V'yay, Havati, M'yolach, Ha'monech, V'halve shosanu ha-chlotzos. If you remember Pasuk Kohelet, I think it's a better test. The Shlomo Melech says, "V'chol eis yu begadecha levonim." Remember that Gemara Brachos. You remember that Gemara Brachos? The end of the second. V'chol eis yu begadecha levonim. That your begadim should always be white. V'shemen al roshcha al tefsa. So I quote, look at the Rashi. I'll read you a Rashi Kohelet. Rashi quotes the Gemara Shabbos that puts in Gimel. The Gemara explains that pasuk. V'chol eis yu begadecha levonim. Hatzei atzvecha v'chol shor. Prepare yourself any moment. V'matzei atov. Do good deeds. Shem Thomas Hayom, if you die suddenly, Tikkun B'Shalom, you'll enter B'Shalom and Ben Shalom. And Shlomo gives a mashal to a person who is invited by the king to a suda, didn't tell him when the suda is going to take place. So Simon, who's the Chacham, right away brings his suit to the cleaners and gets it ready, prepares himself, even though he doesn't know when the king's going to invite him. And a person who's not such a Chacham, he says, oh, I got plenty of time. And right away, suddenly the king calls them to the meal, the chacham is ready, and the other one, who's not such a chacham, obviously, is not ready. So it says, the whole shah, the whole eight, you begot necha levonim. So Rashi goes to Gemara Shabbat. Although basically this idea is a very fundamental one. So I just want to just summarize what I just said till now, and that is that the Mishkan consists of two segments. One is the Guf HaMishkan, the Klei HaMishkan town in Truma, and the other is the Big Kahuna, which constitutes the Neshama of the Mikdash, and that's found where? In Parshat Tetzaveh. As a matter of fact, there's a very famous comment of Ben Bukhari in the Sefer Kala Kemach. Have you ever saw that Sefer? Could I ever see it? There he discusses every mitzvah really has a tzad chitzoni and a tzad pnimi. Every mitzvah has an outer element, and also has an inner element as well. Namely, let's say the mitzvah of sukkah. Mitzvah of sukkah has an outer element, but the outer element consists of boards and tzach. What about the inner element of sukkah? What does sukkah represent? Sukkah is mamish, anani akavim. Thus, every mitzvah has an inner dimension. And the other dimension, of course, is the Guf HaMitzvah. But then there's maybe what the Briskers would call the Baita HaMitzvah. Then there's the Kiyum HaMitzvah. The Kiyum HaMitzvah is the Pnimi, the inner element, the inner dimension of that Mitzvah. So too, it seems that the Mishkan also has an outer element, the body of the Mishkan, which is the Guf HaMishkan, the Klei HaMishkan, the Yom Kodesh, and the Krushim, and the Shulchan, and the Neirah, and the Zveach. And then there's also the inner element, which is represented by the Gonim, the Kehuna, and Kohanim, who obviously are trying to, shall we say, arouse the Neshama of the Mishkan, and somehow be Meshaleh to bind both Guf and Neshama. So in effect, what am I saying to you is that garments, clothing, also have this double element. Clothing, and there's a lot to say about clothing, as you can imagine, what the function of clothing is. But it seems to me that perhaps this duality is embedded in the Tvei Dinim that I mentioned at the very beginning of the year. Namely, there is the, what I call, the element of Lechavel Sifaris, means there should be beautifully resplendent garments that are bigger balfus, but ultimately their primary function is to be fed kapara, the katsha lechavel. These are Tvei Dinim, the inner and the outer elements that are found in the Big Dikun as well. You know what I'm saying? There are two elements, and what I want to now talk about a little bit, if I may, is essentially, I want to talk a little bit about clothing and their role, the Chlal. Often, there's a famous Rambam, Moron Baruchim, Rambam Chelet Gimel. The Rambam Chelet Gimel, Moron Baruchim, in Perek Rambam Gimel, if I'm not mistaken, Rambam there tells us that there are a number of very significant values the Torah wants to stress to us. And the Rambam speaks about Hajin. Rambam has a lot to say about Hajin. And the Rambam also speaks about the cleanliness of clothing. Very fascinating Rambam. And the Rambam says if a person just emphasizes these external values, so then of course that person is not very substantive. However, there's no question that even the outward appearance of a person and the outward mannerisms as reflected in his clothing is somewhat significant. If you remember the Gemara in Brachas, you undoubtedly remember it. Those who learned Brachas last year. The Gemara says that Rabbi Yochanan was very handsome, and the Gemara says he stationed himself outside the mikvah. Gemara Daf Chof. So that women who came out of the mikvah would look at him and eventually give birth to handsome children. And in one of his ma'amarim, Rabbi Yochanan says that a Talmid Chacham has to be careful that his clothing is clean and respectable. If the person has to pay attention to his outer appearance, the Gemara even says, Talmid Chacham shenitzu revavah bigo chayim visa. If you find a spot on his clothing, he's chayim visa. I'm not talking about visa bezdin, as a show. It's even Rabbi Yochanan, who's blessed with a beautiful appearance, took care to ensure that his garments were very clean. I imagine you're aware, maybe you're not, but in my days there was a period of time where the hippies reigned. Woodstock. You ever heard about Woodstock? And there they decided to go about strutting about in their birthday suits. It's during my days. And essentially what do they want to say? What kind of statement were they making? They were making a statement that the key is what lies inside. What's outside is not important. It's not kosher b'chlal. Therefore, you can go about in your birthday suit, and everything is fine. This is something that we don't subscribe to. And the reason why we don't subscribe to it should be fairly obvious. Even though it's true that that which counts most is the inner dimension of the person, but certainly there's another very significant aspect in Yadus, and that is the Pasuk says in the Mechilta, Uvavur tiyeh yirasa apuneikam levilti sechatom zu agusha, the sense of shame. And we know that right after, for example, Adam and Chava are expelled from Gan Eden, what's the first thing Hashem does? Vayach Hashem Elohim la'adam ul yishtal kostas or vayalbishem. The Lord, the Ben Zibracha, has a beautiful drasha on this absolutely gorgeous beyond belief in the Sefer with the Sherek on the outside. That Sefer has everything in there. Mother Vigodesh. What's it called again?
Amazing
Karan. Amazing Karan, thank you. So the idea is that what happened? I'll tell you basically what happened. It's based on the Rambam of the Bukhin, it's based on the Sparta, based on many Mishainim, that prior to that point in time, Adam and Chava, there was no sense of sexuality or no sense of any kind of prurience associated with any of the organs. Even the sexual organs, the reproductive organs, were basically viewed in a functional kind of way. What happened the moment the Chet occurred? A major transformation occurred. No longer, when the Rambam writes the Mordechai, no longer was it purely muskalos functionality, now it became mugasha, now it was associated with all types of desire. A streetcar named Desire. It was associated with desire and with taiva and the like, and that's why there was a need right away to go ahead and cover themselves. Because of the sense of shame. And this trend towards the lack of shame obviously reaches an extreme in the form of nudist colonies and Woodstock types. We have no shortage of them today, that's for sure. People go around naked, like animals. Again, the idea, from their perspective, is why should we have any sense of shame? There's no need. Let us, shall we say, let us be ourselves. Let us be natural. Let us commune with nature. But that is a completely incorrect and totally distorted sense of things. And the reason is because since we do have the sense of taiva, so then how do people look at the other person? They simply, if you will, see them with their body parts. Their physiology becomes the most prominent feature of their persona as opposed to the inner dimension. We want a Jew to cultivate the inner dimension of his or her personality. The neshama, not the guf. When the guf in and of itself becomes the object of desire and becomes something which, in effect, is the end-all, which the Greeks also subscribe to, then we have totally lost our sense of direction. The guf essentially is the kisui for the neshama, and the ego is the neshama, the inner dimension, the inner premium of the individual, and that of course will not be able to shine through if one is focused solely on the guf, on the physicality, on the physiological birthday suit strutter, if you will. And that's why we cover ourselves with the Gadim, and the Gadim themselves are the Chavad of Sifaris. This sense of the Chavad of Sifaris means that basically they cover up a great neshama, a deep neshama. Now there is a lot to say about this, and as I said, more or less I have not really exhausted the matter, but I actually actually the text in Erchen, after Zayin, just to mention what I mentioned to you before. Big Dikiluta, Mechapna, Shrich Zamim. Okay, the Gemara has a whole list of things what the Gavim are Mechapna for. But I'm simply trying to indicate that there are two aspects here that are very critical. The Gavim, as I said, they also have a physical aspect to that. They cover up the physicality of the goof, but they also, shall we say, do something else. And that's really the major function. The major function is that they are, in effect, functioning that we should not focus on the body, on the physicality of the person, but rather we should focus on the inner element, the inner persona, the inner dimensions. That is really the critical element which essentially defines every human being. Well, the human being is defined not so much by his or her guf, but defined obviously primarily, preeminently, by his or her neshama. The neshama, of course, of a great person, of a great tzaddik, of a great goy, is the neshama that reflects kedusha and tara, and that's why there's a need for a tznius. There's a need, actually, to protect that element, that inner dimension, and it's protected by clothing. But the clothes themselves should be pe'er v'hada. And that's exactly what the Ramban here says in this comment that we read in the very beginning. V'asisa b'gdei kodesh le'aron achicha l'chavo l'siparet. And this Ramban is very critical. The Ramban is saying that why should a kohen wear b'gdei pe'er? The answer is because it's ma'abek kol shamayim. And there's no question, it's not that the kohen should see himself as someone, shall we say, of arrogance, of princely stature, chas v'shalom. The begotten are the chavod shamayim. And the one, as Rashi comments on the Rashi Vayikra, Tezayim Ramadalit says, shelo yalo shom b'gdulasa. We didn't wear it just to show his greatness. Elo kimekayim zeh chamelach. And there's a pasuk Yishayahu that Rambani here actually refers to. Sof asis b'shem, Yishayahu samechalas. Togel nafshi b'lokai, kil bishani b'gdayesha, mil tzbaka yatoni, kechason yichayim pe'er, v'chakalot tadekim na. According with b'gday kohanim, not only to be ma'orir klod shamayim, primarily to be ma'orir klod shamayim, but as I said, primarily to demonstrate that there are two elements here. One element is the physical element, the resplendent garments, but that clearly, as I said, does not exhaust the entire ma'arechet or parsha b'gdei kohuna, but rather the most critical element is the inner dimension of one's personality. And that which is tzanua, that which is hidden, namely my neshama, or a person's kedusha, a person's tara, that's what one has to develop, that's what one has to nurture. And we see that both of these elements are embedded in these two pashas, and are embedded in the gadol himself. Just like the two pashas have a dual element, guf and neshama, shamayim v'aretz, so too the gadol also have a dual element. Number one, the physical element, threads that are put together, that are woven, but they themselves are just threads. The question is, what's under those garments? And I'll give you the best mashal that I'm very fond of giving from Megillah Esther. The Gemara says in Megillah, Atzil Bash Esther Malchus, Mavshach Ruach HaKadosh. The Gemara says that under those stately garments were Ruach HaKadosh. Under the stately garments of Haman was basically Hamas and behavior that was wanton, uncouth, coarse, and boorish. So his garments basically covered up a person who was naked. Even though he was dressed in stately princely garments, he was the appointed, Ahasuerus appointed him to a very high position, an exalted position, but under those garments were vapidity, shallowness, emptiness. But under the garments of Mordechai and Esther was Ruach HaKodesh, was Kedusha, was Tara, and that's the same as Sod and the Kohen Gadol. Pe'er v'chavod on the outside, but inside, the inner dimension, there was nurtured and cultivated. So that's what we have to do. We wear garments because we want to be presentable, but that's not the only function of a garment. A garment basically covers up, hopefully, a tremendous neshama, a great persona, a personality that's striving for dveikus or Hashem Yisbarach, that's striving to improve his or her character, to elevate oneself to transcendent heights. That's the idea of the Godhead. And that's all, I believe, embedded in these two functions. One function, Pe'er V'Hadar, Chavod V'Sefaret, but then the other function, of course, the Kasher L'Tanah, we both reflect this Shilud, this merging of Guf and Shama, of Shamayim V'Aretz.